Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It is one of those stories that when you read it, you go, I need more. I need to talk to this person. At least that's how I feel about it. My name is Lisa Dent, and Morgan Hill is on the phone. How are you today, Morgan?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And I was talking to John Williams about your story today, and he said, well, how old is she now? And I said, I don't know. Are you 20s, 30s?
I'm 26.
Okay. I thought you were about in that age group. So can I share a piece of the story that might be difficult for you?
Of course.
Okay, because it's something that you said. This is your quote. She fed me and cleaned me, but ended up putting me in a trash bag, double knotted at the top, and throwing me in a dumpster. That's how your life started. What happened after that?
A construction worker who was working on the hospital, he was throwing away the last bit of debris and saw, he heard a little whimper, saw the bag move, and then ran into the hospital. Three nurses came out, opened the bag, and I've been told over the years that there was only a little bit of a dent on my forehead from a metal rod resting on the bag that I was in, but other than that, I was nothing but 100% perfect baby. I was nicknamed Baby Mary Grace from the construction worker and the nurses. They all just considered me a gift from God. As I have been growing up, and I knew my whole life that I was adopted, but nothing about before.
Right, and right. I'm an adoptive mom, and it's really hard because you start telling the story the minute you're born, because around five or six, kids tend to forget. So if you don't continue to share some kind of story about adoption with them, I found that they just forget. And my kid's like, will you please stop telling me about the night I was born? And I'm like, no, it's a story that needs to be told. But yours is amazing. So you are a gift from God, in my opinion, too. So 26 years ago, your biological mom put you in a trash bag and put you in a dumpster, but it was outside of a hospital. So maybe there was hope that she wanted you to be found and to be saved. And when did you find out the story behind the adoption? At what age?
I was 18. It was 2 weeks before my high school graduation.
Interesting. As an adoptive mom, we tend to save some of those stories for that age. We kind of think that's the age that, some of the truth can be shared that wasn't a part of every detailed part of the story that was shared while you were a child. So you decided that you wanted to save other children and tell people what you're doing now.
When I found out about my story, first thing in my head was I needed to find some way to prevent this happening to other children, and found out about the safe haven laws. It allows a mother to legally relinquish her unharmed newborn. For Illinois specifically, a mother is allowed up to 30 days and can relinquish her newborn to a staff member at a hospital, a fire station, or a police station. No questions asked. It's completely anonymous. There's no questions. They just need to hand over the baby and walk away.
This is what people need to know, because I think a lot of people, there have been some instances of stories where mothers have dropped a baby at the fire department, but literally left the baby outside, and it didn't end well. But the truth is, you can physically hand that child to someone at a fire department, a police department, a hospital, and you're telling me no questions asked, right?
Correct.
That's what people need to know. So since 2001, I know you've been working with the Chicago Police Department and Save Abandoned Babies Foundation, but this is what I read. Since 2001, when the Safe Haven law took effect, 149 babies have been relinquished legally in the state of Illinois. Another 90 have been abandoned. Half of them have died. And that's why this is an issue that you are fighting for and trying to make people aware that they have options and there will be no questions asked.
Yes. So many people don't know about the law, and it's something we are fighting to get the word out. These mothers need to know they're not alone. There's so much hope. We have hotlines. We have so many people willing to help these women. It's completely anonymous. There's no shame, no blame, and no names. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that don't know about this law.
This is Morgan Hill. She's an advocate for Safe Haven laws. She is the baby that you might have read about 26 years ago that was found in a dumpster in Hoffman Estates. So tell us about your life from that point through adoption to age 26.
I have lived a great life.
Oh, good. Good.
My parents that adopted me and that I grew up with, I wouldn't trade them for the world. I've lived in a wonderful family. After finding out about my background story, I reached out to the construction worker, the nurses, and my biological father, just wanting to meet them and say thank you. About 6 years ago, a lady that was doing a news interview with me surprised me with having the construction worker, as well as one of the nurses, come and share my story from their perspective. And just knowing them now, I'm so thankful. I'm here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I will do anything in my power to continue to save lives, put an end to abandonment, and show mothers they are not alone.
Do you have a website or a phone number that you could share with the audience right now, or where to direct people that might at some point find themselves in this situation?
We have a website. It's saveabandonedbabies.org. There's so much on our website that answers questions that mothers may have. There's so much help on our website, and on the website there's our hotline. They can call us. It stays anonymous. We're there to help. And again, a lot of people don't know that we even have the website, but it's, again, saveabandonedbabies.org.
Well, thank you for sharing your story on Chicago's Afternoon News. Is it difficult to tell, or do you feel thankful?
It's difficult at times, but once I start sharing my story and promoting the Safe Haven law, I feel as this is my calling, and I'm very thankful for being given the opportunities to continue doing what I'm doing.
And is it true that you did meet your biological father at some point?
Yes. He moved out of state, but him and I are in good contact, and I go out and visit him at least once, if not twice a year.
Well, thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News, Morgan. We hope that your life is filled with all the happiness it's been filled up to this point.
Thank you for having me on.
The news is coming up next with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.